Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's the refreshing!
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We need to talk about wardrobe malfunctions, because apparently all the women in the show have had something go wrong, and they're like, you almost didn't come to work today over earrings,
well,
princess.
No, I just...
Like, I don't know if I'm going to make it.
Okay. I warned I could be a little late because I was stuck in some earrings.
And stuck in here.
Okay. I know. It was really crazy. I also was wondering that, which is why I had to send the text saying I might be running a few minutes late.
So you put them in and
I put my wedding earrings in.
Okay.
And I was like... Oh, so cute. Okay, I'm going to take them off because I'm not wearing them today. And I got my left ear out, no problem. Just, boop, no worries. And then the right ear, guys. I was fighting with it and Dane was watching me. He's like, what is going? Just pull it apart. I'm like, you try it then. He almost got pliers out. We were that close.
I will tell you, I would not want to take it out of your ear because I'd be so afraid.
Hurt.
Well, like... I'm just like pulling it like, what if I did something to your ear?
Yeah, I think I was fighting with it for 15 minutes. Like I finally texted you 10 minutes in.
Wow.
Being like, if I'm running late.
Why couldn't you just wear them in?
Because I didn't want to. They're like special occasion earrings. And I didn't want to.
You showing up for work.
I couldn't wear like them with this sweatshirt.
You could.
No, you guys would have gone, what's going on with the earrings? Okay. I would have been like, they're stuck. Okay.
All right. You're right.
Sound like that.
Yeah.
She's right.
Yeah.
I think she was doing me, if you want to be totally honest. Okay.
Yeah.
So that was your malfunction. But then somehow.
By the grace of God, at 15 minutes and 35 seconds, the earring said, oh, just kidding.
You just need to relax. What I think.
I actually was trying to pull it apart. It's hard to explain to a man, but the earrings are little huggies. Girls out there.
What I'm wearing are huggies.
And do they hinge in
the
middle?
A huggy.
They're very close to your ear.
Oh, yeah. God, and how would you ever get that in there?
Okay. And they hinge at the bottom middle. And so then you're pulling from the top. But my nails couldn't quite get in there. And I got big earlobes. Okay. So.
Now, how am I ever going to look at you the same again?
I just stared.
You won't.
Because you know what this is like now? I know we're going to take calls on wardrobe malfunctions, but it's like, I can't unsee it. It's like now all I can picture is your giant earlobes and Erin's weird tiny little fingers.
Okay, stop.
Because she has the smallest
giant
fingers.
Giant earlobes over tiny little fingers.
Her like pinky fingers, they don't look real. They look like a doll.
I'm hiding them
But
now.
Every time you say this, I don't see
it. Oh, it's so weird.
They're a little like, they're a little kiddish.
They're fully kiddish.
A little.
Okay.
Guys, we're talking about wardrobe malfunctions.
Hazel has bigger
body
fingers.
Okay. And now she can't get her earring
I'll
back
get it,
in.
Yeah, I'll get it later. I just can't see my tiny earlobe.
Okay, so what happened to you, Erin?
So it's funny that you mentioned pliers.
Oh.
I have only ever...
Wardrobe. Once again, wardrobe
malfunctions. These are wardrobe malfunctions. Is this a wardrobe?
I mean, it's similar.
Okay.
I was switching out my nose ring.
Okay.
And I've never had a bloody nose outside of my nose ring. And so the one that I have, it's not a full closed. It's got like a little, thing, a little base.
Okay.
It's more sanitary. Okay. And so you have to bend it, not up and down, but like side to side.
Oh, I understand.
So
I couldn't grab it.
Yeah. I couldn't grab it. So I grabbed the pliers.
This feels like not a pliers thing.
Needle nose pliers.
It doesn't matter.
That's a they're called that.
Yeah. It's got nose in the name.
Yeah. I'm going to use them.
That's
in
so
your nose,
stupid.
Though, straight up into my nose to grab the ring to help me bend it.
This feels like a terrible idea.
And I absolutely just hit myself in the nose, and blood just started rushing down.
Oh, my God. That's like how you die. Like, you hit the brain.
They didn't go up. They, like, hit the vomer, the middle bone.
Oh. The what?
Vomer. The middle
I didn't
bone.
Know that's what it was called.
Okay.
I feel like I've learned a lot this segment, genuinely. I didn't know earrings had different closures.
See, I was thinking
nose bones.
I was thinking more weird actual wardrobe things where like
it just so happened that both of ours are about jewelry.
Yeah.
And they both happened today.
It would have been a wardrobe malfunction if I had to come to work with the fancy earrings and a sweatshirt.
Okay.
Or in my bloodied clothes.
I'm just thinking about like when my super pregnant now ex-wife walked into Babies R Us. Because like when you're really, really super pregnant, it was summer and she didn't want to be in like pregnant anymore. So she's just wearing a sundress and all she's wearing. And like the big giant doors at Babies R Us like create like that Star Trek. Whoosh,
yeah. Mm.
And it just went and shot her dress straight up in the air. And she was carrying something so she couldn't put her arms down to like whatever. So it was just like Moon River. It was like
butt out. Yeah.
Yeah. It was, everything like butt, gut.
Yeah.
It was belly, like out, yeah. Belly, boobs.
I do remember volunteering on Thanksgiving in skinny jeans and they ripped down the butt and I couldn't leave. I was volunteering. So I had to duct tape my butt.
The jeans.
Yeah. Cause it wasn't like down the seam. It was.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
You're not talking.
Bring her back. We like her.
If you've had a wardrobe malfunction, we'd love to hear what happened. 303-222-5423. You may text or you may call. Hack's got one.
I do have kind of one, I think. So it was the first time I had met my wife. I just met her for the first time, so we hadn't dated or anything.
Okay.
And I invited her to like hang out for the first time. So I'm like, come to my improv show and then we'll like hang out afterwards. And so I was wearing, I had a lot of purple shirts back then for some reason.
A lot of photos in them too.
Yeah. And I was very in, but I was wearing a purple shirt for the show, which she was not that impressed with. And, but then afterwards I like ran back to my dorm and I changed into another purple shirt because I was all sweaty. I'd sweated through it so much. To try to hide. And when she came in, my roommate, the first thing he said was he just changed into a new purple shirt because he sweat through the other one. She was like, great.
Delicious.
Nice to meet you both.
Oh, man.
Oh, buddy. Yeah. Why would your roommate do that?
He's a guy. He's a guy
college
friend.
College guy?
Yeah.
I would not do that. If my boy's trying to hook up, I'm not going to rat him out for being a sweaty pig.
I think the Axe body spray was in the air enough that he needed
to call it out.
Yeah.
How did you land that still?
I don't know.
That's incredible.
Didn't you guys watch like the Muppets movie or something?
We did. The Muppets movie.
Yeah. That night.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, this is incredible. Okay. If you've had a wardrobe malfunction, we'd love to hear your story. 303-222-5423.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's absolutely refreshing!
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhanced game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423. The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're talking about wardrobe malfunctions, and every girl in the studio had a fight with jewelry today.
Sure did.
It's very strange. Heather?
Yes.
Yai. Wardrobe malfunction. What happened?
So I went to the bathroom at work wearing a skirt, came out, had pulled up my pantyhose and tucked my skirt back side of my skirt into my pantyhose, and I walked out right in front of the president and VP of my company, and they saw my bright little moon.
Did they say, like, ah?
Or did they give you a promotion?
Oh.
I wish they did, right?
You can't.
That's the worst.
But did they tell you?
No, they didn't. I got back to my desk and a lady had told me.
Oh, no.
It's just like when this happened to you, Erica.
This happened to me. I was in college wearing a backpack and I was wearing like a skater skirt and it got.
And you just can't feel more air?
No.
No.
Because it's already kind of flowing.
So you.
Yeah, and I got a call from a girl way behind me who knew me. So embarrassing.
Oh, God.
So embarrassing.
Oh, Heather. Sorry about that. Ellen?
Yai.
Wardrobe malfunction. What happened?
I had this new swimming suit, and I got into the lap pool and started swimming and very quickly discovered it was not designed to actually be swum in.
Oh, no.
So I was about halfway across, and the entire top was down around my waist. And I was trying to make the necessary adjustments and keep
while swimming.
Oh my gosh.
That wasn't possible. So I stopped and the lifeguard starts screaming at me, keep swimming. Oh. So now if people were already looking at me, they are now. But I guess it's a bigger sin to stop in the lap pool than it is to have your chesticles exposed.
Chesticles.
Oh, Ellen.
Oh, wow.
Chesticles for the win today. Thank you. Austin?
Yai.
Wardrobe malfunction. What happened?
So, first day of my job, I walked in, great day, went to the restroom. Let me preface this by saying it was a number one. Okay.
Okay.
But you didn't have to tell.
Somehow I had toilet paper that was stuck to the back of my pants. And I probably walked around for like an hour, hour and a half before anybody actually acknowledged and told me what was going
girl.
On. Yeah.
And it's on your pants.
Was it toilet paper you used?
No, okay, I don't know.
That's good.
Well, she said it was a number one, so even then it wouldn't.
I know.
Great.
I know.
But
it's not,
you know,
there are worse. I'm just saying.
There are worse.
I was working at a retirement community, so I don't know if they were like covering the, you know, thing with toilet paper. I don't know. But it was just really embarrassing.
That's rough. Yeah.
That's horrible. Thank you, Austin. John?
Yeah.
Wardrobe malfunction. What happened?
I'm on my honeymoon, fourth day. I'm trying to learn how to windsurf, and I split my shorts from stem to stern and had to dive in the water. And my wife had to go get me another pair.
While you like waded in the water? Like waded, W-A-D-E-D.
Yeah, no, I like sat in the water because I had no place to go.
Was this in an ocean?
Yeah, down in Cancun.
Yeah.
Can't you just grab your berries and hold it together?
Well, you know.
If
sorry.
You really want.
Or you got more than a handful then.
Yeah, probably.
Congrats to the wife. Monica.
Yes.
Yes. Wardrobe malfunction. What happened?
I went to Black Hawk and I needed to use the restroom. So when I came out of the restroom, my skirt was lifted up. I didn't realize it. So I was walking around and I seen people just laughing. I'm like, what are they laughing at? So I noticed that I was showing my whole entire bottom. I was like, I didn't realize that happened.
Like it was tucked into your undies?
Yes.
Yeah, that happened.
How'd you, I just.
It be happening.
Talk about a whale tail. Like the casino whale. And like a whale.
Do you ever find yourself, when you're explaining a joke, this hard?
Is that
regretting it.
A casino whale?
It is. It's like a whale. Like a, yeah. Mm. Like if somebody who's a big gambler is called a whale. Got it. Melanie?
Yay.
Yay. Wardrobe malfunction. What do you got?
I teach first grade, and my kids all had norovirus, and I caught it, and I pooped my pants at school.
Well, let's just get right into it.
Well, Melanie, what did you do about it?
Well, I'm in the bathroom contemplating, do I teach this, like, is this like a life lesson where, like, hey, kids, look, adults poop their pants too, or what do I do? And so I had a jacket on. And I eventually just abandoned the pants in the trash and hid them until I could throw them away later. And then I put on my jacket and tied it so that it looked like a pencil skirt. And then I went and asked for a sub. And and
that's
my principal
the right
was like,
move.
Oh my. But my favorite part of the whole thing was my principal was like, oh my God, that's a really cute skirt. Where'd you get that?
I pooped my pants.
This is option number two.
Lydia?
Yay.
Yay. Wardrobe malfunction.
Yeah. So when my husband and I were just dating, I was pretty sure he was going to propose sometime soon. Like it had kind of come up. And he took me on this boat tour. Where, you know, it's kind of like a gondola and they have a guy who is rowing. Mm. And so I got all dressed up. I'm feeling real cute. I've got this long silky skirt on and this spaghetti top, spaghetti strap top rather. It's not made out of spaghetti. That's wrong. Spaghetti.
Yum.
Thank you. I do.
In case you were confused. And so of course the strap broke, like, as I'm getting into the boat, like we've hardly even started, I'm walking onto the boat. The strap, one of the straps snaps, plops down before I know what's happening.
Oh, no.
And I'm just like, total boob out. So I quickly, like, my now husband is the one who realized it was happening and kind of like throws himself over me and the boat goes like wobbling.
Oh, because it's a littler boat. Yeah.
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 Because it's a littler boat. Yeah, because it's just the two of us. I think he's going to propose to me on this boat trip. Thank
Instead,
God
you're gonna
he
flash
didn't,
everyone.
Because what's that?
Instead, you're going to flash everyone.
Instead, I did flash everybody. Yeah. So anyway,
did he propose?
It was. You know, it was.
Yeah.
He. I mean, eventually he did,
but not
on that boat while holding one of your boobs.
Not on that boat.
It's a unique wave.
You're just trapped there. It's not like. Oh, let
well,
me
she
run
could
to
just
the...
stand there.
But you're on a boat. It's not like, oh, let me run to the car.
Right.
Me. Like, you just have to wait it out, right?
Or get some rope. No, you're on a boat.
Right. You're on a boat.
You're just
a very small boat.
Yeah, you're just on a boat. He can take his shirt off.
An hour. And the guy who was rowing it, our like gondolier or whatever, he totally saw. It was this young kid. He was,
good
you
for
know,
you,
face
girl.
Turned totally red.
Good for you, girl. Whatever. That is a really weird response.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's absolutely refreshing!
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator and my friend Craig Thomas.
Follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.